뭔가 지불엄마 두 피티야 대호보 마이랑 어차 대형이 두 두 피티야 대호보 마이랑 어차 대형이 두
Youth Radio Wateb and Māori Radio Onoro Matoru Te Yerere. And we're proud to be broadcasting and prioritising Māori issues each and every day. Weather-wise in Tamaki, a little bit better than it is in the south. We'll be talking with Dr. Lily Fraser about health issues as well. Lily now lives in Otago, but she also runs clinics out of Waimarū. And that place is flooded. State Highway 1 through Waimarū now is inaccessible. So she'll be working from home today. Took the opportunity to ask her about the flooding. It was expected to arrive in South Dunedin, but not so. Mosgiel's taken a big hit overnight, and Oamaru likewise. So Lily Fraser is joining us very shortly. But first, John Tamahit is with us. Hey, John, tenakwe.
Kia ora.
Health is the big issue we've been talking about, certainly with the tragedy of that man passing away in the ED at Waikato. But we just know that it's that time of the year where there's a ton of pressure on the health system, but also on our households. So I know you're gearing up at Waipareita. Might you tell us just how much extra pressure this time of year puts on your kaimahi in the health sector out west, John?
Yeah, look, the need is so great, okay, and the ability to meet it is so poor, so you have to start to ration. As soon as you start to ration, you're picking winners and losers, and that's one of the worst things you can do in any community. And that goes to who gets the kai parcels from the food bank, who gets the food vouchers. We have a system out here where we can fund a moment that matters in the eyes of what our kai mahi might determine. That's called whānau direct. So we've had to develop a range of our own, not government initiatives, but our own initiatives that wrap around the knowledge that we have of where our own community is riding. So the provision of extra blankets, because electricity prices are so heavy. And, you know, they'll cut the amount of time that we have to debate and remonstrate with people not cutting power off to people is up there, and we'll get up there. There is a vigorous form of flu just coming through that we've picked up in our clinics, and that's knocking a lot of people around as well. But it's all exacerbated by poor housing, inability to pay to heat yourself because of the price and cost, and a whole range of other things. And so, you know, we don't get out of this hellhole unless we get our own self-management, self-determination. And if we fail our people, so be it. But just too many people get all our resources, fail us, and then we cop the blame. So we just have to try and unbundle that, and that's why I've been a political activist for so long. One day we will get there.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, does this mean more staff? Explain how there's Y Health, of course, which I'm familiar with, a clinic where people can turn up to have their health needs assessed, etc. But what about your community role and those you might visit people in their whare, older people, etc.? John, how does that work for an organisation like the one you spearhead?
Yeah, look, highly mobile, got to be, because you've got to represent in the hood. Doesn't matter whether it's Rānui, Birdwood, Massey, Henderson, Newland, Avondale. What matters is that we have outreach, mobile sort of flash groups that just arrive well advertised through our drop down networks and Facebook pages and Instagrams and TikTok. And then whānau can just arrive in close proximity. And so those roll through the community. If over here there's in our whānau order space, there's 12,000 enrolled patients. We have debts, but we have to work our way through those. But our people should never ever resist trying to go to the GP or at least get to see our practice nurses who are scripted and can provide scripts. And so I think if you can understand your community, you can then start to put the architecture and building around what gets them there. We ain't ever going to conquer this until we rise up above 60%, 70% of our people on a benefit or underemployed. And so we just have to keep working on lifting our status in our own country, in our own whenua, while we put in place these innovative types of plans that mainstream wouldn't do, but mainstream has all our resources.
Tēnā koe, thank you. John Tamere with us today. John, last week we spoke about the success of the Māori roll call spearheaded by Tamaiti. That copped some criticism about the funding for it, if I recall, last time around, but that aside... Yeah. Internationally was seen as innovative on the global stage. You're reenacting it and about to get underway with a month-long campaign. Same guy heading the campaign, John?
Yeah, it'll be that we'll mix it up with a bit more different collateral. See, here's the thing. We should never be beat up in our own democracy, in our own whenua, for participating in the political process, ever. And in fact, civic duty is one of the greatest duties in any democracy, and it must be protected and defended, not attacked. Now, this present regime that governs us attacks us at every stretch. And in fact, for the first time in the New Zealand Herald, I see they've allowed their Māori correspondent to advise that in one article, I think it's up still, 28 specific attacks overtly on Māori-related matters conducted in the last 2.5 years by this government. So we have to get clear that we are growing capacity and capability, and our potential must be realised, not locked up, not feasted over in a criminal justice system that feeds the wrong part of the economy. So we have to get on the roll, and we have to get on the Māori roll, and we have to grow our numbers in the Constitution. As I've said, you either do it by way of the Constitution that we've got, or you do it by way of revolution. It's either one or the other. The United States, France, the UK, England, they're all born out of revolution, believe it or not. We're heading down the constitutional track, but this government keeps turning us back. So what we've got to do is get our people to get on the Māori roll, and then vote for themselves and believe in themselves. Don't vote for Pākehā parties, vote for Te Pāti Māori. If you don't like what's going on to Pāti Māori, join it and have a say. No good throwing rocks from outside. That's just sabotage. So what we've got to do is have a grown-up conversation. Hey, the final thing I'll say on that is that it's the politics of poverty that often play out in all our communities. And the politics of poverty ignited by colonisation, where they've taken away your belief in yourself because they arrived with two bookends, beat us up with the Bible and beat us up with their muskets, and continue to do so. So what we've got to do is say, well, where do we fit in a foreign thought-up regime? We have to reclaim ourselves. If you see those kids in Tauranga Moana last week, outstanding. There's a new wave of liberated Māori coming through, and your mokopunas are there, my mokopunas are there. It's a coming, happening thing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And what we've got to do is not be beat up over it and continue to do what your whānau did, your grandfather, your Auntie Lally, and all of them, just kept fighting the fight. And don't be beat up. Don't lose courage. Stand up against them and keep going. So that's what we've done out here for years. Got beat up for it, but it'll go down in the annals of history. We survive it. We move on.
Yeah, it's an amazing story when others get a chance to look back on the history of urban Māori advocacy. Waipanada looms large there. I see New Zealand First have got Laws. Michael Laws, if you please, as a candidate. I mean, another anti-Māori advocate.
Yeah, look, it's becoming quite ridiculous, isn't it? Like, if they have to wheel it, I didn't even know he had a pulse. So I thought he'd gone forever. Well, clearly he still lives. The attack being led by the broadcaster that I think he works for, I think it's called a platform, with all the rest of those lunatics. Anyone that wants to listen to them, good Lord, they must be on some form of medication. The play New Zealand First plays out, it only needs between 5 to 7.5%. It can do anything it likes to upset 90% of the population. If it can get anywhere near 10, it believes it controls the game. Its biggest problem on the political horizon is the Pāti Māori, which is the only third party that can rain on its parade. Okay. Otherwise, Mr. Peters hates our guts so much because we're the only ones that can go toe-to-toe to him and with him. Now, I'll tell you what, on the 7th of November, you have a look at how people vote and when the numbers come in. And last election was the very first time Te Pāti Māori was able to provide a one-seat majority for a government. But how could you possibly... You couldn't negotiate with ACT and National, who had been voted in on beating us up. So for the first time in our history, in our voting history, Te Pāti Māori had the opportunity to put a government in with a one-seat majority. It will have the same opportunity coming up the 7th of November as we batten down and keep going. And so, you know, sooner or later, all of this energy and all of this self-belief will start to pay dividends, whether Mr. Peters or Mr. Laws or Mr. Jones likes it or not.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much, John. It's going to be interesting, of course. And that Māori roll call is underway. It's a month-long campaign spearheaded by Tame and others. Get involved. And as John mentioned, you know, the strength of our people was illustrated front and centre with the mahi that our Tamariki and Taurangatahi put together on stage last week. Thanks, John. It's 8:22.